Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, the show centered around paying attention to what is being paid attention to, with your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper.
Welcome, everybody, to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. I'm your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper. It is Wednesday, November the 24th, the year 2010 at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Thanksgiving Eve, if you will. Really excited for today's show. Our topic today is ADHD. To tell or not to tell, that's the question. And with us in our virtual studio is Dr. Ari Tuckman, who we will get into a real fun conversation here in a second. I want to tee everything up. Just a reminder, next week we're going to have Jody Sleeper Triplett on our show next Thursday, and we'll be talking about coaching ADHD teens and managing their parents. Should be a great show talking about that particular topic, and might be a good show for parents who are parents of recently diagnosed teens and are seeking help. But that's next week. This is this week. This week we got Dr. Ari Tuckman, and Dr. Tuckman is a clinical psychologist who specializes in diagnosing and treating children, teens, and adults with ADHD. He's currently the vice president of the Attention Deficit Disorder Association, commonly referred to as ADDA. His two books, More Attention, Less Deficit, Success Strategies for Adults with ADHD, and Integrative Treatment for Adult ADHD, a practical, easy-to-use guide for clinicians, has earned excellent reviews. He's a frequent speaker and has given more than 150 presentations on the ADHD topic and has facilitated several different support groups in Virginia and Pennsylvania area. His hobbies include woodworking, listening to music, reading, tinkering in the house, and biking, apparently, although he claims he's not as fast as he used to be. So with that, welcome to the show, Ari.
Hey, thank you. It's always a pleasure to come on shows like this.
This is a show that I've wanted to do for a very, very long period of time, and I don't think that we can we can't make any decisions for anybody that's out there tonight, but you've given some presentations on this particular topic before that I think are very insightful, so I thought it'd be very useful to just kind of talk about some of the issues that are out there with regard to this, the kind of the pros and cons, and let people just, you know, help facilitate their thinking process if they're contemplating if they should disclose they have ADD or not. So I guess to kind of tee things up, can you talk about what the challenges are and what the pros and cons are of disclosure?
Sure. Well, before I go into that, I mean, let me just say that I think that this is one of those topics that it often comes up, whether it's clients or folks at presentations, should they disclose their child's ADHD or if they're an adult, should they disclose their own ADHD? Although, frankly, you know, we're going to use the word ADHD, it's a matter of kind of disclosing all sorts of stuff. So this is not ADHD specific, really. I mean, there's a lot of general concepts here. But nonetheless, this topic of disclosure comes up rather often. And, you know, I've never really seen anyone address it in an official kind of way. So I'm very glad to be here and to be talking about it here because, you know, that you approached me to do this topic I think is great. So, you know, let's put the word out. Let's give people some ideas, help them think about it so that whatever choice they make in a particular situation to disclose or not to disclose, that it's a well-thought-out, well-reasoned decision. And, you know, as a psychologist, that's my thing. I mean, I don't make decisions for people. I don't tell them what to do. I just help them think through their decisions and hope that they're well thought out and well informed. So, so in terms of this question, you know, to tell or not to tell, it depends. And I think it depends on a lot of things. I think it depends on how you feel about yourself overall. You know, do you feel good about yourself or do you feel not so good about yourself? I think it depends on how do you feel about your ADHD specifically, in the sense that have you I don't know, come to a point of acceptance about it, that you understand how ADHD affects your life, you understand, you know, what it is that you need to do to perform at your best in life, not perfect, but, you know, overall at your best. And I think it also has to do with the other person in that, you know, some people deserve the truth in that they earn it, and I'm sure we're going to talk about that, who earns the truth. Some people deserve to be told private information, and you know what? Some people sort of don't deserve to be told private information. So it's not just about you or ADHD, it's also about the other person. And I think the fact that it's kind of complicated is why there are no easy answers of yes, definitely you should, or no, definitely you shouldn't.
So, absolutely.
So I'm putting a whole lot of context in here before I even touch your question.
Well, your point is well founded. This applies to more than just ADHD, and it is a bigger picture. So I think it's important to put it in the context before we jump into things. So point taken.
Yeah. So, to your question, what are the pros? What are the cons? Let's start with the cons first, in the sense of, you know, what are the situations where you should not disclose ADHD? I think there's a few different situations. I think, you know, one of the reasons not to disclose is you can't get the cat back in the bag. That once you tell somebody something, you can't untell them. You know,
absolutely.
Once you put it out, it's out forever.
Yep.
And that is neither good nor bad. It just means that, you know, once again, well thought out, well reasoned, well informed decision. So if you're going to do it at the right time, in the right way, to the
right person. With the right
person. Yeah. I think another reason, perhaps, not to disclose is that you tell this person with the understanding, either explicitly stated or kind of implicitly understood, hopefully, that I'm telling you private information. Please treat private information as private. Don't tell other people. And some people are very good at keeping secrets, and they won't tell it, and that's great. And other people are not really that good at keeping secrets, and they do reveal private information. And you know what? Generally, people who reveal secrets tend to be not told as many secrets, at least to the extent that you know that to be the case about them.
Yep.
So, you know, that would be another reason, is if you tell this person, will it get to other people? Which it doesn't, you know, I definitely don't want to give the impression that you should feel bad about having ADHD or whatever. It's just, it's not anything to feel good or bad about. It just sort of is. It's like how you feel about yourself for being tall or short, blonde or brunette, this or that. It's just, it's a part of who you are. So
I think that one of the keys to it, I've seen your presentation on it, but one of them is to tell or not to tell, but also later I think we're going to talk about some strategies on how you might kind of move forward in such a way without actually disclosing it. So I think some of that stuff works into the mm-hmm. whole picture here, because sometimes you can, and again, as we'll talk about in a little bit, you can accomplish the same goal without necessarily disclosing you have ADD.
Right, right. And that's a nice sort of split the difference kind of approach that we're going to get into. And I think that it's important to know that you've got another option here, that it's not sort of all or nothing, disclosed,
yep.
Don't disclose. But I think that, you know, the final reason to perhaps not disclose your ADHD is that there's still a lot of sort of misunderstanding and misinformation out there about ADHD, that, you know, if you simply say to someone, I have ADHD, you may know what that means, but you can't assume that the other person knows what it means. So before you put that out there, you may want to, I don't know, fish a little bit. It's sort of like, I mean, in the same way that if you are at, you know, a social gathering and it's someone that you don't know really, really well, you may want to fish a little bit before you make a very strong political comment, that, you know, because you don't necessarily know where the other person stands in terms of that, and you may all of a sudden find yourself in, you know, a heated debate,
yep.
Which is fine if you're up for that, but, you know, that may not be the way you want the evening to go. So So you may want to check out a little bit, what does this person know about ADHD? What do they feel about it? Because there is a lot of kind of variety out there in what people know and think about this.
So in summary, one, once you disclose, you can't undisclose. Mm-hmm. Two, you know, people talk. They might not be able to keep a secret. And other times, as I think you've said in your presentation, myths and misinformation abound, and you just need to be real careful that you know what's going on before you go that direction, because once you do it, you might not be able to undo it.
Right, right. So, you know, now that we've sort of covered the reasons not to, let's talk about the reasons why you might want to. And I think that, you know, there definitely are some reasons why you might want to. And, you know, one of them is that, you know, we're talking here about disclosing using words, as in saying something to someone. But the thing about it is our actions disclose all sorts of stuff about us. Hopefully that's interpreted accurately, but you know what? Sometimes it isn't. People make assumptions about what we're thinking, what we're feeling, about our character, about our intentions, based on what they see us do.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and unfortunately, people, they don't get the entire picture, and of course their kind of own biases color their interpretations. So it's a rather imperfect picture, but they're getting a message about you based on your behavior. So, you know, it becomes a situation where people with ADHD often have trouble getting places on time, just to use kind of a general statement. Some people will interpret that as, you know, he must think he's more important than me, that I'm always kept waiting. He's never the one waiting. I am always the one waiting.
Yep.
Or he just doesn't care about other people, or whatever. You know, it's very easy for people to make these kind of assumptions. I'm not saying that they're accurate, and probably they're not, but I think it's important to know, if you have ADHD, that these are the sort of interpretations people might make of your behavior. So even if you never utter the word ADHD, your behavior is speaking volume. It just may not be telling the right story.
Yep.
And I think that's where the whole idea of disclosing verbally, I mean, that's where this comes in, because it's not an invisible sort of thing that if you choose not to tell people, they'll never know. So, so I think in that case, it becomes a situation where, I don't know, you want to get sort of, you know, as they say in politics, you want to get ahead of the story. In other words, don't wait for people to make their own assumptions about you. Don't hope against hope that they're going to make the right assumptions about you, because not everybody will. So instead, you want to play some active role in shaping the interpretations that people are making of your behavior.
And or kind of explain what's going on so that the answer is clear. Hey, it's not that I think that I'm more important or I don't care. It's just I have ADD, and, you know, sometimes that's what gets in my way.
Right. Or even, and, you know, this is kind of comes to the slogan I often use in these situations is, talk symptoms, not diagnoses. So in this case, it would be to say, you know, if the example here we're using is getting places late, is to say, you know what, I'm really bad getting places on time. I know I need to be better, and I really try my best, but I'm just really bad at noticing when it's time to stop what I'm doing and, you know, hit the road to go to where I need to go. Doesn't mean I don't, you know, think it's important to be places on time, and I know that people don't like it. It's just one of those things. I'm still working on it. So to say something like that, you know, notice never use the word ADHD. Now, with some people where you feel comfortable, you might want to slip that into the explanation, but you don't have to. If you don't want to, you don't have to. And so instead, you can kind of give a plausible, understandable explanation that hopefully kind of corrects the misinterpretation that this person is making of your behavior.
Corrects the misinterpretation, brings it to a little bit more accurate interpretation via I'm just disclosing to explain what's going on.
Right, right.
So, you know, something else you talked about, I want to kind of cover that in a second, is kind of you can use it as an explanation or an excuse. And one of the things that when I work with those that are diagnosed with ADD, sometimes they want to disclose. And, you know, it's interesting. Sometimes they just want to disclose because it just takes the pressure off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just takes that edge and kind of intensity off. And sometimes, you know, it kind of leans on that side of I can take the pressure off and I can use it as an excuse. That wasn't me. Well, it's just my ADD got in the way, almost like, you know, it's just – it's. Which is not as a powerful position as using as an explanation, but it is interesting because I've worked with some people who just want to disclose because, like I said, it's like they get the monkey off their back and just really takes the pressure off of them.
Mm-hmm.
Do you notice that in your work?
Yeah, I mean, I can definitely understand that. I mean, just, you know, as sort of this is a bit more of a trivial example, but. You know, I thought of what I wanted to get my wife for Christmas a month and a half ago. And let me tell you, I've been dying for a month and a half to sort of to tell her what it is. But, you know, we're still a month away from Christmas, so I'm not going to. But it's feeling like, I don't know, sometimes holding something and not speaking it takes energy. Like it takes
yep.
energy to put on the brakes and hold ourselves back from something. And I think that especially for most of the adults out there, well, any of the adults out there who are older than 25 or even 30, they were not diagnosed as a kid. They were diagnosed as an adult. Now, of course, what we know about ADHD is this is lifelong. So they've had ADHD their whole life. They just never had ADHD as an explanation for the things that they did their whole life. So, So as a result, getting diagnosed can, you know, lead to a real sense of relief of like, oh my God, finally, now I understand how all these random pieces fit together. And now I understand why, try though I might, it never came together in a consistent kind of way. Now and then, sure. But in that day by day, you know, living life kind of way, it never came together. So they finally had this like transformative explanation that really sort of shifts their understanding of themselves.
Yep. Yep.
I can totally understand wanting to sort of share that with the world.
Absolutely.
I mean, that makes total sense to me.
Absolutely. I tell you what, let's do this. Let's go to a commercial break and we come back. I'd like to talk about some of your thoughts, the difference between comparing and contrasting, the difference between explanation and excuses, and then also get into the concept of talk symptoms before we talk diagnosis. But before we go to commercial break, for our listeners out there who would be interested in contacting you, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, you can get information about my two books, you can get recordings of old presentations, you can subscribe to my podcast, you can get information about upcoming presentations at adultadhdbook.com.
All right, that's adultadhdbook.com.
Yep.
All right, with that, we'll go to a commercial break, and we'll be right back.
This is your ADHD information station. Attention Talk Radio. News, updates, and alerts sent right to your inbox. Sign up now at attentionradio.com.
Flying into life's storms with ADD can leave you swirling in chaos, feeling lost and alone. But Steve Gundy is here to say you're not alone, and there's a horizon waiting for you. Steve Gundy Coaching Practice, LLC, at 574-855-1800 provides the necessary support and tools you need to maneuver your way through the storms of life. Call Steve today at 574-855-1800 and schedule your free 30-minute session. That's 574-855-1800. Fly through life's storms to a new horizon.
Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
I'm Jeff Copper, host of Attention Talk Radio, here to talk to you about CopyTalk.com, a voice dictation service. This is not just some voice dictation software. It's a real dictation service by people who type whatever you want. When I need to document something, all I do is hit speed dial on my cell or work phone and start speaking. The folks at CopyTalk will type it up and email it back to me that day. The best part is I can dictate as many 4-minute messages as I want, all for one flat monthly fee. go to copytalk.com/APR, enter Jeff Copper as the referrer's name, and sign up for the free trial account today. If you tell them I sent you, then you'll get $20 off the monthly subscription for as long as you keep the service.
Could hiring an attention coach really help you move forward? Does a child get wet when they dive into a swimming pool? You can get started moving forward today. Just call Dig Coaching Practice at 813-837-8084 and schedule a free consultation. Tell us you heard about us on Attention Talk Radio and get 50% off your discovery session. For more information, visit digcoaching.com. Don't delay, do it today. You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. And now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everyone. We have Dr. Ari Tuckman talking about ADHD, to disclose or not to disclose. That's the question. Before we were talking about some of the pros and cons, now we're into some stuff. Ari, can we talk about kind of compare and contrast your thoughts on using or disclosing ADHD as an excuse or explanation? And then also let's talk about, before we disclose, maybe use symptoms first.
Mm-hmm. Sure. This question of excuse versus explanation is a really important one, primarily because the big skeptics or critics of ADHD just sort of dismiss it as excuse-making. You know, that it's just an excuse for bad parenting or an excuse to sell pills or an excuse for adults doing a crummy job or whatever. And, I have to... Well, I'll say respectfully, but maybe not necessarily, but I have to respectfully disagree with that. I don't think ADHD is an excuse, or at least it shouldn't be used as one. I much prefer using ADHD as an explanation, and there's a very important difference. So to use something as an excuse basically says this person is not capable of whatever standards, so we need to lower our expectations for this person, which in some cases will work, but often won't. And, the example I always give is you can call the electric company and say, I have ADHD. I'm really bad at getting the checks out on time, so you're probably not going to get your payments on time. And they'll say, okay, that sounds good. So here's what we do. We charge you a $20 late fee, and if you miss 2 months in a row, we're going to cut the power off. So, in that case, you can try to use ADHD as an excuse, and they're not going to buy it. And that's the problem with using anything as an excuse, is you're dependent on the generosity of the other person, that they're going to go with you on using it as an excuse, which is really kind of ultimately disempowering. I mean, I don't know, maybe I'm a sort of control freak. I don't like my fate being held in somebody else's hands. I would rather have some control over what happens in my life. So, by contrast, using ADHD or whatever as an explanation, it keeps the power in that person's hands. So if you know that ADHD makes it hard for you to remember to pay your bills on time, then you're in a much better position than to know what to do about it. There's all sorts of systems you can use to make sure that your bills get paid on time, anything from like setting up designated places where you put your bills when they come in the mail, to setting up auto debits, to setting up email reminders, all sorts of stuff like that. So it's one of those things of, the sort of the self-talk about it would be, well, because I have ADHD, I forget to do things that don't happen on a regular basis. So things like paying the bills where, there's a lot of time that goes by, that's hard for me to keep track of. I'm often going to forget. So I need to set up better systems that will remind me. So, by the same token, in social situations, so going back to the lateness example, to use it as an explanation helps the other person understand it a little bit better and prevents them from making the wrong assumptions about what your behavior is telling them about themselves or about how you feel about you. So, it's not that I don't care about other people. It's not that my time is more valuable than yours. I just really have a hard time getting places on time. And, we all have these sort of things that we're not good at, and you're sort of owning it by using it as an explanation. So you're not denying it, but you're just, and you're acknowledging the impact on the other person. But you know, you're still sort of hopefully doing it in a way that says, you know, let's work together on this.
I think what this distinction that you're making to me is very, 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 very powerful. I want to kind of pause because using it as an explanation is very powerful, saying, hey, here's the issue, but you're still taking the responsibility to resolve that situation, not relying on the other person, the other party to do it, where if you're using it as an excuse, you're really kind of expecting them to make the accommodations for you.
Right, right.
And over, even if you disclose it to the right person at the right time, you do that over and over and over over long periods of time, and that can become a burden and catch people on the wrong day, and all of a sudden it can create a little bit more of an issue than you'd like. And I will have to say that, you know, I think a lot of ADD coaching is trying to help people, empower them to find ways around to take the responsibility as an explanation and say, hey, this is the situation, but, you know, I've got a structure, I've got something that I use to get around it and kind of make it forward. And if you use it in that way, I think it can be very powerful, whereas an excuse can be, like I said, it's very burdensome on other people.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And, yeah, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, you know, good ADHD coaching involves helping people find the things, find the strategies that work for them. I don't care if they don't work for other people. It's a matter of finding what works for this specific person. Now, of course, the better you know ADHD generally, the more effective you can be as a coach. And
yep.
Then it becomes a matter of matching that with this specific person's strengths and weaknesses and what's their life situation and what have they tried and how did it work and all of that. But, yeah, I mean, it's kind of empowering the person to say, you know what, I can do something about this. I can do better in these ways that I want to do better. So let's do it. You know, let me put myself out there and try it. I'm not going to bat 1,000. I'm still going to screw things up sometimes because everyone screws things up sometimes. But I have the ability to improve my batting average. And you know what? No one can do better than that. I mean, that's the best we can all hope for, is a better batting average.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we talked about the pros and cons. We talked about if you are going to disclose, you can use an exclusive explanation. But let's talk about disclosing symptoms and as opposed to diagnosis, how that works. Because I think I've heard you talk a couple times. It's pretty powerful. A lot of times you can actually achieve, I think, the same end. By talking about the symptoms and actually not actually go through the disclosure. So could you frame that out for our listeners?
Sure. Sure. Yeah, I mean, you know, what we're looking for in all of this is an explanation that the other person can understand. So, you know, that's the end goal. So you can talk in symptoms to help them understand it, or you can talk in diagnoses. Now, talking in diagnoses is basically a shorthand for talking about symptoms. You know, so if you say, I have ADHD, then that encompasses a whole bunch of symptoms, whereas you can be a little bit more specific and just say, I get excited about things, you know, I get excited in conversations and I tend to blurt stuff out before I've really thought about it, or if you're saying something and you really give me a great idea, I have trouble stopping myself and I might interrupt you. So, you know, it's explaining a much more narrow situation, whereas talking in diagnoses, you explain much more. So an explanation of ADHD covers a lot more ground than a more symptom-specific explanation does. And, you know, depending on what the situation is and what your relationship is with this person, you may only need a narrow explanation. Now, if it's someone that you're dating and you've been going out for a couple months, I don't know. I think it's a little harder in that case to just talk symptom specific because, you know, they're seeing a lot more of you and, you know, you got to cover a lot more ground in that case.
As you said before, and we probably can hit some of this at the end, you know, you're moving away from just a regular relationship into more intimate relationship. And, you know, I think you have some good points on how that's different.
Mm-hmm.
We can maybe kind of touch on that a little bit kind of at the end. But the point really is that if you're out there dealing, you know, everybody's ADHD manifests itself differently. Sometimes people have more symptoms in a certain area than not. And if you can get away with it, why not just disclose the symptoms? You accomplish the same goal without actually disclosing the diagnosis. And if you can accomplish the same thing, it works.
Yeah, absolutely. That, you know, I mean, it's not one of those things where you need to, like, spill your life story as if you're some reality TV star without shame, you know, where you need to tell them every dirty secret you have. I mean, people don't need to know that. I mean, some people do, but most people don't. So, and I think that, you know, when we're talking about disclosing, it's kind of appropriate disclosure. And appropriate means in the middle. It means not too much disclosure, but also not too little disclosure. So, you know, the coworker that you have occasional contact with, that guy needs a whole lot less disclosure than the person you're dating, because you have much less dealings with that, you know, occasional coworker than you do with the person you're dating. So it's a matter of kind of matching it to the situation.
Absolutely, absolutely. I tell you what, this is kind of a good time for a break, because I'd like to kind of move next into if you are going to I guess if you do need to make a disclosure, you're dealing with some symptoms, and you do need them to help you in some type of way, the concept of not telling them that you need help, but maybe telling them what you can do. So let's jump into that, if you will, once we come back from break. And again, before we go, I want to remind everybody, if they want to get in contact with you, Ari, what's the website they go to?
It's adultadhdbook.com.
Adultadhdbook.com. All right. We'll be right back after this break.
This is Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment.
Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
Okay, let's be honest here. How many times have you forgotten the wet laundry in the washer and it started smelling a little funky? So you had to wash it again? Maybe even twice in the same week? Well, you may be an AD diva just like me. I'm Linda Rogley, and I founded the AD Diva Network for women with ADD-ish tendencies, especially those of us 40 and better. The AD Diva Network is a great place for support, connection, and a touch of whimsy. You can join us at addiva.net. That's addiva.net.
When you're stuck, what do you pay attention to? If you're paying attention to the same logic or level of thinking that created the problem, maybe you need to pay attention to something else. Dick Coaching excavates outcomes by paying attention to what you pay attention to. After all, if you're paying attention to the wrong thing, you're likely paying attention to the wrong solution. To learn more about finding your obvious solution, go to DickCoaching.com and download the free audio file, Finding the Obvious Solutions When They Aren't So Obvious. Don't delay, do it today. And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everyone, to Attention Talk Radio. Again, with us tonight, Dr. Ari Tuckman. We're talking about disclosing ADHD, to tell or not to tell. We've got about 10 minutes left. We so much to cover. Hopefully we can get some of this stuff in. Oh, by the way, for the callers that are on the line that called in, if you guys have come up with a question since you called, because you're prompted to hit 1 if you want to talk to the host or not, you can always hit 1. If you do have a question, just put it up there, and if we can, we'll try to field some questions towards the end of the call. So just feel free to, raise your hand, if you will, by pushing 1. We've covered a lot of ground. Now, let's talk about a situation where a person's really, really having a hard time, really, really frustrated, and they really kind of need some help. They need some accommodations. They need somebody to do something. I've heard you talk before, as opposed to even disclosing in this situation, not saying it's an excuse, but actually move in the direction of saying, hey, I have some difficulty with this. If you gave me this, I would be a more productive employee, or I'd be better at this. So it's kind of telling people what you need to kind of get around what you're doing. Can you comment on that?
Sure. And it's a great question. I'm glad that you brought it up. That, you know, relationships involve interdependency, meaning I'm dependent on you, you're dependent on me, to some degree or other, depending on what the relationship is. And I think that, you know, for a lot of folks with ADHD, I mean, this is one of those, like, this is good advice for everyone, but it's especially good advice for folks with ADHD, where their intentions and their actions may not line up as reliably as they might hope. I think it's especially important to coach people, you know, to coach the people you deal with on how to deal with you. So, for example, If you're talking to someone and they ask you to do something, you say, sure, no problem, I'll take care of that. Now, if you just leave it at that, maybe you'll remember to do it, maybe you won't, maybe you'll get caught up in other things, maybe not, I don't know. But, you know, in that kind of a situation, I think what's often helpful is to tell the other person, you know, so to say not just, sure, I'll take care of that, but also to say, you know what, I've got a lot of stuff going on, do me a favor. If it gets to Tuesday and you haven't heard from me, give me a call. Like, don't get frustrated. Don't wonder what I'm doing. Just pick up the phone and call me and, you know, see where I'm at with that. Or feel free to bug me about it. Or shoot me an email reminder or whatever. So kind of helping the other person know how to deal with you specifically. And, you know, this is just kind of, this is what we do in relationships, is we figure out how to deal with the other person. But it's always better if someone gets direct advice rather than having to guess. Now, you know, the cynics out there might say, well, but it's not the other person's responsibility to remind you of the things that you've agreed to. And I would say, absolutely, you're right. It's not the other person's responsibility. However, if your forgetting is going to make them frustrated and resentful, then you both lose. So it is the person's responsibility, the other person's responsibility, to work on their own happiness. And that's the hook, is that they will be happier if they feel like they can just pick up the phone and check in, that they'll be less stressed out about it. Or they will be happier if they give a call and say, hey, that thing you're going to get me, how's that going? You say, oh, God, I forgot. All right, I'm going to work on it today. I'll get it to you later. Then they're better off for it. So it's a situation where both people win by being more kind of direct. But the trouble is, if you as a person with ADHD or anybody, if you don't tell people this, if you don't make it explicit, if you don't give them permission to do it, they may not do it. And then they're sitting there stewing and not happy. And then at some later point, you are not going to be happy because they're probably going to blow it out on you and everybody loses. So I much prefer the direct, let's all work on this together kind of approach.
I really want to, I really like a lot of your philosophies on this, but this one I really kind of want to kind of accent, because it's very, very powerful if you can tell people really what you need and be specific. And you know what's going to happen, because, like, for example, let's say let's say you're in a work environment, there's a lot of loud noises. If you say, hey, listen, what I need the corner office at the end that's very quiet, because you'll get 50% more productivity out of me. Or, mm-hmm. You know, I'm one of those people that I need to have some white noise in the background. So if you would let me to wear some headphones while I'm at work, you know, which might not be policy, you know, I can do so much better. Or this is a personal example. I'm very verbal, and sometimes I could sit in a room all by myself and stew about something and not come up with the examples. But if I walk in and say, listen, if I could have 15 minutes of your time a couple times a day just to talk out loud, I could come up with, you know, a lot more really good ideas that can move our business forward. Again, if you can walk in, if you're aware of what works for you and you can disclose that, mm-hmm. in a specific way, it really makes it, it's interesting because it makes it easier on people. Or even, you know, hey, listen, at work, if you could give me a voice dictation software, I could be, you know, 25% more productive. Again, you're saying what you need. This is the accommodation that I need, but here's what's in it for you. It really can get you around a lot. And again, this is a situation where you're feeling some pressure, you need some help, you want to disclose your ADD, but there's a way of getting around and saying, hey, listen, I do have some symptoms, but I know that I can get by this if you can help provide this.
Right.
And it can be very, very powerful. You have to do some work and know how you do it, but it can really do a lot and get you out of some interesting situations where people will actually move out of their way to help you accommodate you.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's no better motivator than appealing to somebody's self-interest. You know, so it's not like you're being a prima donna saying, you know, I need someone to give me a back rub all day at the office so that I can get things done. You know, so it's not that. I mean, you're not making ridiculous requests, but, you know, so it's a small request from the other person in that, you know, you need to be working at least as hard as the other person when it comes to making this work. You know, that all of us as an employee, as a friend, as a romantic partner, whatever, you know, we need to carry our own weight. And, you know, so that means you bringing your best to the situation. But you're more likely to be bringing your best if you can have direct conversations with people about what it is that you need, what do you expect, what do they need and what do they expect, and how do we do this so that everybody is happier at the end?
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, we got about 4 minutes left, and I get, by the way, again, anybody has a question, if you just hit one, these are for the callers. If you have a question, just hit one and acknowledge yourself. But other than that, there's we're getting a lot of great show type questions in the chat room. So I guess this is going over relatively well. With the time that we have, about 4 minutes, is there any other key points that you think you want to? That's worthwhile. There's the intimacy issue of relationships and disclosure. Seems to me there's something else we're missing here. But is your thoughts? What would you like to say, everybody, in the last couple minutes here?
I think, you know, one thing I would say is that as much as I think that there are a lot of adults with I think there's a lot of people out there with ADHD who work very hard to look, you know, quote, normal. That, you know, to look as if their brain functions like everybody else and they do things like everybody else, as if there's one way to be normal and there's one way that people do things, which, of course, there isn't. I'm a firm believer in being yourself, or to put it another way, to not pretend to be something you're not. Now, this is not an excuse to sort of slack off or be irresponsible or whatever, but, you know, rather to do it in the way that works for you, because you'll do it better and you'll be able to stick with it longer. That we can all pretend to be somebody else for a short amount of time, but you can't keep it up forever. So, you know, the example that I'll sometimes give of this is, it's much better to be known as, you know, that guy who puts everything into his phone in terms of reminders and notes and stuff like that, rather than be known as that guy who misses meetings. So if those are your two choices, just to, like, make this really simplistic, the first one is definitely better. And if you're getting to meetings on time, nobody's going to care about the fact that you're putting everything into your phone. So stop trying to be like everybody else. And, you know, kind of find the ways that work for you, because at the end of the day, it's that end result that matters far more than how you got there.
Absolutely. Do it your way.
Right.
It's a lot easier. Well, I tell you what, we've only got about a minute or so to go. Laurie, I'd like to thank you for coming on the show and talk about the topic. I think it's. I've been wanting to do this for probably about 6 months, and I finally found the right one. So, thanks again for coming on the show. In closing, can you let everybody again know how they can get in touch with you?
Sure. The website is adultadhdbook.com, and I've got tons of information about me and the books and the podcast and everything else.
All right. Thanks, thanks, Ari, and thanks everyone else. We'll catch you next week for another edition of Attention Talk Radio. Take care, everyone.